Sparks from the Torah by Rabbi Meir Uri Gottesman. Parshas Ha'azinu. A Jew should never forget Hashem. No one is too big. No nation is too big. Reb Yisrael Salanter, the genius of the Musar, moral perfection movement, was invited to the home of Baron Rothschild of Frankfurt. The Baron was a great tycoon, but also a very observant Jew. Reb Yisrael spent some time in the Baron's home, surrounded by the great opulence. When it came time to leave, Reb Yisrael turned to the Baron and commented, "You will excuse me, Herr Baron, but in one point you are not consistent with the Torah." The pious Rothschild was astounded and asked him how, answered Reb Yisrael. "In the Torah it says, Vayishman Yishurun Vayivat, and Yishurun, Israel, grew fat and kicked." Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 15. Devarim, Perek Lamed Bet, Pasuk Tetvav. "But look, you have grown fat and wealthy, but you have not kicked Judaism aside." This week's portion, Ha'azinu, is one of the smallest portions of the whole year. It is powerful, it is beautiful. It packs in its few chosen words the whole covenant of the Jewish people with the Almighty. Every Jew should memorize the Ha'azinu by heart, word by word. The land of Israel, the Jewish people, and the Almighty Himself are eternally bound together. Moshe gathered the Israelites for a final covenant and declared, "Ha'azinu hashamayim ve'adabera. Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak, and let the earth hear the words of my mouth." Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 1. Devarim perek lamed bet, pasuk aleph. Why mention heaven and earth? Moshe was speaking to the people, not to the sky, not to the ground. But, explains Reb Yaakov Levinson, Moshe was teaching the Jewish people that their relationship with Eretz Yisrael has to have two elements, heaven and earth. You can't sit on your hands and expect miracles to happen. You must work, build, study, till the ground. But Eretz Yisrael is not just another piece of real estate. There has to be shamayim, heaven also. There must be sanctity. There must be idealism. There must be ethics and Torah. There must be a Shabbat and Yom Tov to renew the spirit. Good Shabbos and a Gemar Tov.